The following material contains strong language and adult content. Please be advised.
It's real. It's random. It's every day. It's a little off the top podcast. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Thank you guys for coming back and checking out another episode of A Little Off the Top Podcast. It's your boy Kane. Alongside me, I got my boy Slim. What up, dude?
What's going down?
Hey, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a fun time recording it. A lot of good laughs, a lot of entertainment. We hit up the homeboy, Jesus, and it was Easter weekend, so, you know, no better person to hit up than Jesus, right?
You're a fool.
All right, well, let's get into this episode. We enjoyed it. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can, at A Lot Podcast, A-L-O-T-T Podcast, facebook.com/A Lot Podcast. And go check out the dopest playlist on Spotify by searching for Off the Top Hits, Hits with a Z, or you can search for A Lot Podcast. Let's get into the show.
Let's go.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Yeah, you got,
man,
that.
Why does this shit keep clicking?
What do you mean, clicking?
It keeps you up in the call.
That's that Felipe internet. That's that Felipe mobile.
Do you got
Felipe mobile?
We got a caller on the line. A little off the top podcast. Yeah, we got people.
Yes, you already know.
We had a hit up the homeboy J Loco.
J Loco.
Hector. AKA
Jesus.
Jesus, a.k.a. Juan Valdez.
A.k.a. Felipe Venezuela.
That's what's up. What's been up, Jesus? Hey, so you out on the Friday night washing your skivvies, are you?
Hell yeah, dog.
Getting your chonies cleaned.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You gotta wash them Tommy John. Tommy John draws. No free ads.
Now, before I get my
shit, try some
meet,
of them.
You know how we do
at the swap meet.
Oh, you get that pack of six for $8.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah.
He's heading down to the flea market. They might be used, but whatever. They're 10 for 10 cents.
Hey, they just vegetable of looms.
Yeah, vegetable of looms. Yeah. That's good shit there. What's been up, Jesus?
Not much, dog. Just chilling.
Your day coming up in a couple days. You got two. Sunday coming up, Jesus. What's happening? Easter popping off. I know you got a lot of appearances to make.
Yeah, that's right.
I know,
yeah.
Bro. I know.
You got to pop out of some cave somewhere or something.
I do, bro. I resurrect on Sunday.
It's going
I don't want to know about you being erect on Sunday, but whatever. That's cool. What you do on Sunday is your business.
Right.
Hey, did you guys hear about this thing? There's some dude that I think they said he was in the Philippines. Somewhere down there. No, I don't think I was right. Either way, somewhere. For the past 32 years, he's been crucifying himself. Like, literally nails through his hands and feet, like crucifying himself to the cross. Because, like, that's like, he feels like that's what he needs to do to, like, give himself to the Lord or whatever.
I don't know. Wow. I think that fool just likes pain.
Yeah, well, I guess he said this year was the first year that it didn't hurt. Like, 32 years, and this was the first year that didn't hurt? I don't believe I think it hurt just as much this year as it did the first year.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
No doubt.
He
was
need,
probably on some heavy shit if it didn't hurt this time.
Yeah. You think at some point, like, he just has holes in his hands? Like, they just slide the nails through there? Or does that shit heal up?
That's what I was going to say. He probably needs some of that shit. What's that shit you put on tattoos when you're trying to get the heal up real quick?
I use, like, Lubriderm. That's what I usually use.
Oh my god, fucking Lubriderm.
What, Neosporin?
You're not supposed to use Neosporin. You don't use Neosporin on tattoos.
You need a jug of Neosporin.
That's a lot of Neosporin for sure. That's a lot of hydrogen peroxide.
He might as well dip his hands in a jug of DL Sports.
That's a lot of Bactine. That should be burning. He really got to blow on that.
Mm-hmm.
Bactine was the shit, bro, when you were a kid.
I mean, the weight. I mean, unless that fool's a skinny motherfucker, but it's like.
Yeah, he's Filipino. He can't be that big.
With the nails, and it's like. Fuck. It's like all that weight just on those, fucking nails, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I couldn't do it. Crazy.
I'm just cringing on how it might feel, bro.
You have to just Velcro me up there.
Velcro me?
I'm just going to take the cross and, like, make a fire.
Just Velcro me.
I'll just do a pull-up on it, man. I was like, you know what? I'll use my upper body strength to hang on this motherfucker.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. But I was reading about it earlier today.
You were talking about how EA Sports has a... It's getting accessible or something like that.
Yeah, welcome to America. Have you picked up a dictionary before? What's the word?
Accessible.
There was a big push for EA Sports was trying to get their games more accessible for blind people, especially it was mainly for PlayStation 4 was the big push, but I'm assuming it would be for, you know, Xbox and whatnot too, but they basically have made a lot more of the menus more accessible and like storylines for most of the, obviously EA Sports is big on it's sports. So like UFC, NHL, NBA, Madden, all of those things they've made like the story modes. So apparently I never really did story modes, but apparently like in the story modes, like there's skills or things that you have to do to be able to create your player or continue like growing your player or whatever. And usually you couldn't continue going on to the next skill unless you passed these skills. And so now they basically made it, if you fail the skill three times, then you just move on to the next skill, which is supposed to be like good because now you can at least complete the story mode now. And that's like the big thing where it's not so much that you're being competitive, but at least you're playing along and you can actually do the story mode. So
basically all of your characters going to be at a zero on the attributes.
Possibly. Yeah.
They're going to be sorry.
Yeah. So basically you can probably create like a center. You could probably create like the center. You know, you'd be a great hiker.
They rating on me. Sorry.
You could be a hell of a hiker.
I was taking the vape and this motherfucker made me laugh.
Yeah. But I thought the cool thing that I liked about it was that, so like the kicking meter on Madden. So I play a lot of Madden. The kicking meter on the Madden, for me, it was just a timing thing. I would just time the power, time the accuracy. Well, now on those rumble packs for that are built into the controllers, it will do a light rumble when you're in the sweet spot for the power and the sweet spot for the accuracy. So it's still a timing thing. You got to time it. But as soon as you feel that rumble, you know, you hit that button and you should be fairly, you know, good juice, good accuracy. So it's a step forward. I mean, I used to never kick field goals. Because I didn't know how far, you know, I knew if I was on the 35 yard line, but I never really knew how much power.
Right.
You know, so I would always just go for it. It'd be like 4th and 7, and I'd just be going for it all the time, you know, hoping I get the first down. So now they've made it so at least you got a better idea to, you know, kick a field goal because you can get a better judgment on the power and shit.
How do they do with the juke moves and all that? Because, see, that's one thing that I didn't like when they changed up the controls for the jump skip and the juke and the spin move. And you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they've really addressed all of that stuff yet. I mean, I'm assuming that's stuff that's on their list. But I think for us, it's you just kind of have to stick to the basics right now. Like, you got to do your
drop back and pass.
Yeah, I mean, you can still do the spin move, stiff arm, you know, the sidestep, like that, you know, your L1, L2, R1, R2, all that kind of stuff. But so I've mainly looked at what they did for Madden. It seems like they put a lot more focus into Madden, but Madden is kind of the game it seems like most people play. So,
well, that and, you know, I'm I'm into the fighting games.
So, yeah, but I think fighting games are pretty straightforward. I mean,
well, like Mortal Kombat and shit.
Yeah, but you still got to know what side you on. Like, it'll be good just to know. Okay, I'm on the left side. I'm on the right side, and then I'm good after that.
Well, just listen to the speakers of the way I understand Mortal Kombat is playing is like you got to listen to the. Like, if you're on story mode, if you're online, I don't know what the fuck you do. But I guess on story mode, you can listen to the music or to the fucking other, your opponent or some shit like that. It does a noise. And once you get closer to him, then you're supposed to hear it, like, centered and shit. Like, you know what I mean? But don't take my word for it.
Okay, I'm not, because
he said that didn't make any fucking sense, Jesus. Speak to me, Jesus.
I mean, come on, now. You got to talk to me. Come on, now.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think for the most part...
I wish they did that shit for Rockstar.
I think for the most part, it's you can keep yourself to the left or to the right. Like, if you just stay back and you can do your moves, like, moving forward or whatever.
Some stuff you got to be in... for some moves... You got to be in a perfect spot or a certain distance away, you know, to make the.
I used to just play Scorpion.
Get over.
And that's all I ever do. I do that the whole time. Just shoot that damn spear, people.
No, see, I like doing the fire with
Scorpion. Or Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero just freeze people.
Freeze them.
See, I always play the old school people. They've added like 10, 20 new people.
Yeah, see, they got these new ones, dog. Now we got the one I got. Hold on, let's wait for the bike plan to go by.
Welcome to Arizona. People flying out in the desert.
It wasn't in Arizona. That was California.
No, that's what we hear in Beanerland, man.
They're going. They're spraying the crops. Yeah, spraying the frijoles.
They crop dust and die. Mm-hmm.
Making sure the bean crops stay fertilized. Mm-hmm. Making sure the donkeys get water.
Put that chronic mix there.
Literally, man. Where I live, bro, it's like little Mexico, man. Not even little TJ, bro. It's like little fucking Mexico, man. It's just...
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. We're proud of our Mexican heritage. As a matter of fact, like,
you guys got donkey shows there?
Like... Donkey shows?
Yeah.
Is this motherfucker crazy?
No, we don't. No, bro, but they have like rodeos and shit with horses and shit. Man.
Oh shit!
Don't get started on the rodeo.
Okay, here we go. Now we gotta flip up something real quick. Have you heard of the Black Rodeo?
Of the Black Rodeo? No, but I know this black man that he's like a cowboy motherfucking black man, man. I never seen somebody like that, bro. It tripped me up.
See, this is the bullshit I deal with on a lot of podcasts.
Look, I
this motherfucker didn't know that they had black rodeos.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I had to put him up, bro. There is a such thing as a black rodeo. Oh, and it's a big deal.
I mean, I guess it is.
It's rare. It's rare, but, you know. I mean,
shit. Here we go.
They have them.
Oh, shit.
So
if it's bigger, man, if it's a big deal, man, how come you only know about it?
That's what I said. Their marketing people aren't very good.
Well, I guess it's because I'm black.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get you. I mean, yeah, you know.
Yeah, he said, yeah. I guess. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never heard no other black men talk about it, I guess. I mean, you're the first. Well, like I said, I met this black motherfucker that, like, he's a true cowboy motherfucker. Like, he even owns a ranch and shit like that. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like.
I just didn't know it was a thing.
Are you saying you're one of those black rodeos?
No, I'm not. But
he got like offended because I didn't know that there was one though. It's like I just didn't know it was a thing.
I would think it's great to know and experience. You know what I'm saying? And it's a part of it's a part of my reality. Like, there's
black. I just want to know, like, are they coming out bucking the horses, like, to chew chains in Future and shit like that?
It just depends on well, what they're
have
doing.
They have the whole ordeal, man. They have the whole thing and shit, you know? It's like,
yeah, it's the full rodeo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's like, I mean, me going to... Well, exactly.
They're like hog-tying pigs, the Migos and shit.
But it wouldn't be the pigs, though, that they hog-tying. See, they... Instead of a pig, they hog tie. They have some horns on a Lexus, and you gotta, you know, everything is fly. You know what I'm saying?
They're hog tie big booty hoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but slap yeah, the man, ass.
It's it, to for me. You know, I haven't been yet. A lot of my homies out here. That's it's a big.
So you want you just, you gave me shit for like a week about this, but you've never even been.
I never been. Because,
but it's a big deal.
It is a thing, and the only reason I ain't never been, I'm a city boy.
I know it's a thing, but you're right. Saying it's a big deal.
Yeah, it
There's
is.
Two though. Differences, you know.
It is a big. That's like Cinco de Mayo. It's a thing, but is it a big deal? Yes.
For me, it isn't. I don't celebrate that son of a bitch.
It's a big deal because it's half off tacos and margaritas.
And you getting fucked up.
I wish I could go to McDonald's and get like a 42-ouncer, you know, margarita and shit. Circle K.
I don't know that I'd go to McDonald's for the margarita though. If fast food, I feel like if fast food places were gonna sell me margaritas, I'd go to Taco Bell.
Recording outside live, y'all. We live from outside, motherfucking California. We live, y'all.
Hey, pass your phone around. We gotta talk to some people in the car.
Interview. Yeah, who is that right there? Let's put him on. Let's do an interview real quick.
Oh, you want an interview, dog?
Who's in the car? Oh no,
it's my mom and it's my sister.
I can't say.
Talk to your sister.
Hi.
Hi. We'd like to know how is this Jesus' sister? Or is this Jesus' sister?
My mom.
Oh, you're the mom.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, we got a lot of questions.
We're friends of Jesus's from when he went out to Little Rock. So, do you have any good stories of Jesus when he was a little boy that you can share?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah. A lot podcast. Shout out for the mom. Shouting out a lot podcast.
There you go. A lot. Right on.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks, mom.
Thank you. What y'all rolling in the Monte Carlo arms right now? Y'all rolling in the Carlo?
No. Fool. It's my Mercedes Benz, fool.
We riding the 6-4 tonight, eh? Hey, yo, yeah, call Hector, call
he's got the Mercedes Benz, but he fails to tell us that it's like the 1983 Mercedes Benz.
You got the Deagle berries hanging from the roof.
It's a 1980, not 83.
That's awesome. He's got the red, the red, white, and green. Yeah, dingleberries. What? No, dingleberries from your ass. What's the
dingleberries?
What are those? The dingle balls. What are those things called?
Yeah, I call them dingleberries.
Yeah, dingleberries hang off your butthole.
Wait a minute. If you got dingleberries, I can't even be on the phone with you right now.
Man, I had Taco Bell the other day, and it was not good. I mean, it was okay.
Because you tired of getting that fake-ass meat. Yo,
but see, Taco Bell's my shit, but it just wasn't good. Like, I think me and Taco Bell have had a good run, but I'm pretty sure that run is over.
Del Tacos. Time to move on to Del Taco.
Nah, I think it's done with anything. I'm trying to go to a no carb, low carb diet after Easter. I'm like, no carb breads.
Yeah, so he's just going. He's going to be walking around eating bell peppers. Shit.
Just meat and veggies. just a plate of bacon for breakfast with some eggs.
That'll be the shit.
Yeah. But that's that keto diet. On that keto diet, you can eat just meat and veggies. That's all you eat. And then you got, you know, water, no sugar, no carbs.
Hey,
yeah.
I was going to ask you, man, you're a true stoner. Have you ever tried weed pancakes?
That's a question for Slim.
And if you're asking me, the closest thing I got to weed pancakes was the cookies.
What cookies?
Oh, I had cornbread.
Oh, shit. Cornbread?
I had a whole Thanksgiving dinner. I had dressing.
Bro. I need to go to your Thanksgiving.
I had cornbread. I had turkey.
But see, I don't know, like, salad, look, wait.
Salad
with that,
dressing.
I feel like that'd be too much. Like, if you're eating a whole Thanksgiving, if you're eating a whole Thanksgiving dinner, and everything that you eat has some sort of weed associated in it, and you eat a full plate, like, at Thanksgiving, I load my plate up. I got a good sized plate. Like,
yeah.
When all that shit drops, when all that shit drops, like, that's got to be like a few hundred milligrams.
I told you, I had some cookies. I had some cookies with 128 grams and 12 cookies.
Fuck.
You know what 128 grams is? 28 grams is an ounce. These was like 3.5 ounce. Like, it was basically a QP and 12 cookies.
Yeah.
But you know me, I'm a stoner though. Come on now. That ain't shit to me. Come on now.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. Weed is from the earth. You gave this to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a utilizer.
You know what, bro? Yeah, bro. It's totally my fault, man. I don't apologize. I'm proud of you, man. You took advantage. I appreciate it.
Just make it legal in Arizona.
128 grams. In 12, between 12 cookies.
Yes.
That's really only like 12 grams a cookie.
Yeah.
That's not that much.
How many cookies did you eat?
Well, when I was at work, I eat, you know, like 2 for breakfast. Then on my break time, I eat one with some coffee, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then one before I leave on my last break. You know what I mean? And then I'll be good for the rest of the day. Well, I work at this place called...
His couch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm saying that's back when I was...
I'm pretty sure he get paid there, you know, little quarters he finds in between the fucking cushions and shit. You know?
He be stealing Journey's piggy bank money.
I already got a line of credit with her right now. I'm trying to...
He's got a loan from Jerry. She's charging at 29.9% interest.
You don't even know the lights is in her name. I'm just.
She turns 18. She's trying to get a line of credit, get a credit card, get herself, you know, good car.
Don't go to dealers because that ain't gonna work for you.
Yeah, they're gonna say no right away. They're gonna say, "Well, ma'am, you opened up a credit card with us about 10 years ago, and you still owe us 10 grand."
I was 6. How could I open up?
Yeah.
Wow. This says here you had a Home Depot card.
Home Depot. That's the type of card Jesus needs. The what?
You stupid. Oh, hey, Jesus. Yeah, I was just going to say, he talked about you catch an Uber and post up in front of Home Depot.
That's the way I do it.
Hey, all you need is a lunch set.
I sure don't have a job, but I sure take an Uber to Home Depot, fool.
You damn right. Get up there. Bring a lunch sack.
He's really not, but he's going to try to.
I'm just too lazy right now. I got to roll up. But fuck it. So what y'all got cracking?
I thought you had that shit like a strap. Cocked and loaded.
I do. Uh-oh. Jesus plan.
No, that's Kane right there, of course. That's your homie cocaine.
Yeah, he's trying to, you know what he do.
He's
out there showing out.
He's a white white maestro, man.
Right.
The white maestro. Isn't that like a orchestra leader or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
The maestro, like, isn't that the dude that sits at the front, like, waving that stick around?
Right.
Yeah.
I always wonder what was that? Is that a wand or is that what is that? What would you
a stick?
That? No, it's not a stick, fool.
Hey,
I think it's a.
Do you guys get offended when people gavel. Call your cane a stick?
Yeah, I do. I get
do you?
I do. Real quick, I get to cut some motherfuckers out. Motherfucker, this ain't a stick. A stick come off a tree. Bitch, this is polycarbonate, motherfucking, whatever this is. This ain't no stick. This is a cane. I hate when motherfuckers do that.
All right.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, you got correct. I might just say whatever they call him for.
See, look, because he don't give a fuck about his heritage.
I mean, that's kind of where I am, too, though. Like, I don't really care
either. But we walk around with a tree branch. Yeah, we walk around with a tree branch. That's a stick. No, this ain't no fucking stick. It's a cane.
I mean, yeah. I guess. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me that much.
We got to rep it right, man. If we gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's all about education with me. And I guess
well,
just
I don't
put
see
people
it as
up in
right.
As far
it,
as climbing.
I just see it as miss. They're just not calling it the right thing. You know what I mean? It's like.
Sure.
Yeah. That was. Yep.
If you say so.
I just don't really give a shit if they call it a stick or fucking. What else do they call that shit? The fucking.
Kickstand.
Your kickstand. Yeah, nah, that shit would make you laugh, bro.
A kickstand.
That shit would just make you laugh, bro.
OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby.
They'll have me logged. Like some people ask, "Hey, where's your stick?" Or you know, they ask me, "Hey, where's your kickstand?" I'm like, "The fuck?"
See, when they say stick and black.
Oh, I just got that. Where's your kickstand? I'm a little slow.
Terms, the stick is something else. That's a good.
It's what now?
They call a stick a gun.
A stick is a gun?
Yeah, in hood terms, they call it a stick.
No. Why?
Yeah. Well, are you guys totally different than beaners, man? If we call that shit a strap or a cuete, a fusca, or something like that.
What about a cuete?
That's what he just
said. For strap, cuete, fusca.
Fusca. A cuete, huh?
Over here, the whitehead, we call it a revolver.
A revolver.
Look how the white people talk to you. See how they get that little belittlement right there before they say something? Look how he said that right there.
In the privileged neighborhoods?
In the
privileged neighborhoods?
What are they like? Oh, in the privileged. Hey, man, if you insult me, man, I'm going to take out my revolver.
Yeah. And then we cock back the hammer and we spin it and then we...
You gotta have that Clint Eastwood spin. You got if you don't put that spin on it,
yeah.
You gotta have that Charles Bronson spin on that motherfucker. If you don't put that Charles Bronson spin on it, you ain't doing nothing.
I talked to a guy today at work.
With that little gray Charles Bronson comb over. You know, you got that gray Charles Bronson comb over with that big ass mustache and the revolver, it's over. Was Charles Bronson white?
Yeah.
I thought
George
sounds
like a white name.
Yeah. Yeah, Charles Bronson's white, for sure. I talked to a dude at work today. He called in and he said, I don't know how we got on this, but he lives in Arizona. And he was talking about how he did a movie with Clint Eastwood a long time ago called The Gauntlet. And it was, I guess it was like the end of his, like Dirty Harry movies or whatever. And apparently the dude is like 7'2". And so Clint Eastwood became like buddy buddies with him because he was so big. Like he was an extra on the set or whatever, and he was so big. So Clint Eastwood would always like make jokes to him about being this big giant. And I was like, all right. The guy was like 80 years old, and he's like telling me this He's calling about like burnt pancakes, but yet he's trying to be all buddy buddy with me and share a story about how he knows Clint Eastwood. I was like, did you just call because you're bored? Like, do you really?
Right.
Are you really like? Are you really angry or like? I'm not sure what's going on right now. Like,
look here, little partner. Go and get you a lumberjack slam and sit on down somewhere.
Yeah.
I wish I had the
Hey,
power.
Hey, Jimmy, what are you working on now?
I work from home. I work for Denny's.
Whatever it is. All right.
That's what I told you. You can get some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. If I would have got the joy, the job sooner, we could have been eating for free those couple times. And
get you some biscuits shit, and gravy, shit a cup rock. Of coffee, and a side of bacon. Yeah.
Oh, no. I really don't like biscuits and gravy. Well, I don't like gravy at all.
Gravy's the shit. Some sausage gravy. Hella peppery.
Exactly. Exactly. Puts a Tabasco on top of that shit. Shout out to War Room Music. Shout out to Wave Freaks.
Yeah. Shout out Wave Freaks. Shout out. Shout out T-Mac. He doesn't have a name yet.
Big shout out T-Mac. What's up with it, homie?
Yeah.
Big shouts out to my player partner, Jesus. Player partner, Cocaine. B-Square, what's happening with you?
Yeah. We gotta get B-Square back on here.
Matter of fact, you know what? Big shout out to Lot Podcast, man. We out here, man. What's up, y'all? We out here.
So who's B-Square,
though? B-Fo Sides. Sides. And then you know we got Baby Desert Mouth.
No,
come on, dog.
Why y'all? Why we can't get Desert Mouth on here one time?
See, I mean, we can.
Okay, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn the page 7. And then what we want to do is, wait a minute. I know, did this bitch just fart real quick and tell me to turn the page 7?
She did. Wait a minute. She really did.
Wait a minute.
The thing, bro, was like she was telling me to do math, and then when she looked at, like when she was looking at my fucking paper and shit, she had the audacity to lean really close to me and explain to me what the fuck I did wrong, right?
The thing is that she could see,
right? So if I were to lean away from her or turn away from her to avoid the smell that comes out of her fucking mouth, she would see me, right?
Right.
You know, this is one of the times where if she was blind, it would be kind of a blessing, at least for me. You know what I mean? And if I would have turned around, she would be like, she would still think that she was talking to me, when in reality, she was just talking to my head. You know what I mean?
So basically, she was like the new 2000 Bilal from House Party.
Oh, shit. Bilal.
Blouse, steak, yeah. Breath, your breath smell like dookie.
Dookie. Wasn't that Martin?
Yeah, that was Martin. That was Breakout Road.
Yeah, that was really Martin.
Yeah, that's one of the fucking legends of comedy right there. Martin is the shit.
That's one of the best stand-up comedies, the one where he's up there in the leather suit.
Yeah,
man. Black and red leather suit.
Yeah, man.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's my shit right there.
That's one of those things, man. That's a tough one to come across when you got someone that's this, and you know what it usually is? It's someone that's had like 5 cups of coffee in the morning time, and then they got that dry ass mouth.
Desert mouth. Yeah.
And then they're man, this is rough. Like I had some doctor's appointments the other day. Say what?
I don't judge if you drink 5 cups of coffee in the morning, but chew gum or some shit, you know what I mean? That's
chew
some
gum or
some shit. You know
do
I mean?
Something. So drink some motherfucking rubbing alcohol or something. Shit, drink some. What y'all thinking about this whole shit that's going down with the Donald Trump situation?
Fuck Donald Trump.
The one where he fucked a porn star.
Yeah, what'd you just call her?
So many different.
Did you call her a porn star?
That's what I thought.
He's supposed to porn star, bro.
Oh, yeah, porn star.
Well, see, here's, You know what? I keep saying this, but we got to talk about it. But when are they going to go ahead and get this dude up out of there, man? Like, now we got problems with the Russians. Now we got problems with Syria.
Yeah.
We still got troops over there. We still got shit going on, man. What the fuck?
You know what's funny to me about that?
We talking about a wall we gotta get built and shit. We worried about a fucking wall, but our kids ain't got nothing to eat and shit. The school districts is horrible. But he worried about building a fucking wall in the desert, in the middle of the desert.
Bro, why the fuck are they gonna build the wall? We Mexicans go under the goddamn border. The fuck, homie, go over it now?
All you gotta do is just get a pole ball. You about to go, yo, heck, they throw me the pole over.
And let's be...
That just means
the Mexicans are gonna own the fucking 2020 Olympics in fucking pole vault and long jump and shit. Like, what I don't get is, like, if this happened, if that were to happen, like, where are we gonna get our fruits and vegetables? Who's gonna cut our grass?
Our import export game gonna have to. I mean, you're going to have to go skyrocket.
We're not going to import, export vegetables and fruits.
The motherfucker is now saying that he's not going to have Mexico pay for it no more. He's going to have the military because apparently it's national security. A national security problem.
Man, why is you even wasting your time with all that bullshit, man? Fuck all that shit. Making a wall and all. So you want to do something? Build some roads around this motherfucker. Build some housing. And what the fuck are you doing? Make some jobs. Fuck this wall shit. What are you doing? Come on, dog. Like, come on, man. Come on, dog. Like, seriously?
And then when shit doesn't go like he wants it to, he starts blaming Congress for not. Because right now he has the Dreamers, bro. And hostage, basically. Like... You know, he doesn't want to sign shit without having the wall, but without signing shit, the Dreamers don't get anything. You know what I mean?
Here in Arizona, man, they I don't know, maybe about a month ago, they passed a bill to where now the Dreamers, they can go and get their license. So, you know, it's the driver's license, that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? They actually can go to DMV and get their driver's license.
I've been having Dreamer shit for what, like three years now?
Right.
And in Cali, I think you could have gotten the license since back then, in 3 years or something like that. I don't know if it was just Cali, but...
Yeah, see, Arizona, they just passed the bill and the law and shit, so that's good. So they actually moving forward, but some of this shit is just like really good. Come on, like, really, dude? Like, come on, man. You wasting your time, man. It's, spend that time wisely and fucking get our schools and our infrastructure up and fucking get the jobs cracking again. You know, you got, come on, dude, a wall? That just don't make sense. Like, in the middle of the desert, dog. Like, just a fucking wall right there. Like, that's the stupidest fucking thing.
And that's our president.
And then he wants to do... He wants to make it like observatory. Fuck, dude, I'm too beaner sometimes, man. You know what's that shit called? Where you see through the mountains? Where it has like a shit where you can see through? What's that shit
called?
An
observatory.
Observatory. Yeah, that shit. Uh-huh. He wants to make it like that. He wants to have a spot on the wall that has that shit.
I don't give a damn how big you build the wall, how tall, strong you build the wall. It can't be that long. So the Mexican just gonna walk to the end of the motherfucker and just walk around that motherfucker. Get your ass out, nigga. Get your ass out, nigga. Really? Like, come on. This the best you can do? Motherfucker, you gonna build the wall from one side of the country to the other? Because the motherfucker, they just gonna wait to the end and walk right around that motherfucker. Get your ass out.
We don't even go over the border anymore, bro. That was back in the 80s and shit.
Yeah, now y'all getting, like, pack yourselves in submarines and come by submarines.
Oh, shit. Man, they put
yeah, bro, they have sophisticated fucking tunnels under the goddamn border, bro. Air conditioner and shit like that. I was like, goddamn, that shit's better than my house.
Dirt tunnels.
Electric bikes and shit.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, that Pablo dude is no joke. There's some good ass documentaries on Netflix about him.
Pregnant women and shit.
Like in each part of the tunnel, bro, there's like fridges with like, you know, fucking necessary shit in there, like water and shit like that. Just like in, just placed in different places of the tunnel for you can like.
Well, see, my question is, how do you know that? Because you affiliated? How you know that? Oh, because you got that Mexican connection. You know those things.
Yeah, bro, it's in my blood, fool.
See, I didn't know they had refrigerators down there. They got Frigidaires and shit down there.
They got that brand new Whirlpool with the TV on it and internet.
Rooms and shit. They got laundry rooms, laundry mats and shit down there.
What's going over the border? You think, what are you going to do? Around. You're going to go over the border and deal with that fucking hot ass weather in the desert and shit? You're going to go under the tunnel?
Put your windows tinted. Yeah, man. And that was cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting in the studio trying to get to you.
This has been good. This has been good times.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, Hector.
Jesus,
Hector, Juan Pablo.
Manuel.
It's been fun catching up with you. We're glad you're a part of the podcast. We'll keep in touch with you. And everybody listening will... They will see you on future episodes. Do you have Twitter or anything? Do you do any of that kind of stuff?
I'm on Facebook. Find me as Jesus Navarro. Twitter. I forgot my Twitter name. I can get on back on that. But
he's in the same boat as Slim, so it's all right. It's not that big of a deal. Anybody want to follow the podcast, you can always hit up the podcast at A Lot Podcast, A-L-O-T-T Podcast. Facebook.com/A Lot Podcast. Go check out the Spotify playlist. It's all the dope music. You can search for it. It's off the top hits with a Z, and it's created by A Lot Podcast. So you're chilling in your car, doing whatever, rolling down the street, yada, 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 A Lot Podcast.
Am I 6'4"?
Exactly, tuning in your 6'4". But it's been a good times. Thanks for coming on here, Jesus, and hanging out with us and catching up with us. And again, anybody Slim. Else? Yeah, Slim. You're always going to be around, though. Slim ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. We got more content coming. Just the beginning. VaporRadio.com is coming, people. And we're excited about it. So be on the lookout for that. And until next time, peace